From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committing to observing a cessation of hostilities. The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia and took effect at 22 hours UTC on Friday. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. Less than 1 hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the resolution offers hope that the violence could end.
And if this collapses, we will lose the most tangible opportunity we have had in a very long time to reduce the suffering of the Syrian people and to create space for finding a political solution that will finally bring them peace.
At the same meeting, UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura announced that if the truce holds and humanitarian aid access continues, he will convene intra-Syrian peace talks in Geneva beginning March 7th. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. Iranians cast their ballots Friday for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. 55 million Iranians were registered to vote for members of the conservative-dominated parliament, as well as the 88-member Assembly of Experts. The Assembly monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say on Iran's foreign policy. The vote might provide the first clue as to whether key Western proponents of the deal will get what they hoped for, a more moderate, open Iran. This is